Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries again. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we praise you and worship you and thank you for the privilege to proclaim your mighty word again today as we talk about the magnificent book of Proverbs. Lord, I ask you to give us revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding as we read this word. Open our hearts to understanding of your word, that we might walk in obedience to your word and do everything you tell us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're continuing on today with our study of Proverbs. We're in chapter 13, verse 22. The Word of God says, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just." Now then, a just man is supposed to leave an inheritance to his children's children. But I'm going to tell you again, like I told you a couple weeks ago when I was talking about financial planning, I don't care how good a Christian you are and how much money you make, if you don't prepare right through financial planning, if you don't get your proper trust and things put together, if you don't do anything but leave a will, you will leave more money to the federal government than you do to your children. And you'll leave it to the lawyers and the probate courts and everything else. Now then, if you want to do that, that's okay. But I personally have not worked all of my life to obtain a home and a piece of land and a few things to leave half of it or more than half of it to somebody I don't know. So I think God plans for us as human beings that are Christians, those that love Him and serve Him, to leave what little wealth we acquire while we're on this earth to our children and to our grandchildren. Now then, the Word of God clearly says that right here in Proverbs 13. So to do that, you must have a good estate plan. And if you get everything fixed up in a revocable living trust or something else, but anyway, make sure you get somebody that's reputable and knows what they're doing. And if you will and you'll handle that right, then you can transfer all of your assets right into the hands of your children whenever you go home to be with Jesus, and there'll be no probate and no estate tax. No capital gains tax or anything will have to be paid if you get with the right people and do it right. Now then, if you don't know how to do that, if you will contact my ministry, I have a video that we make available to you that will teach you. This video is a couple hours long, so it will show you and tell you all these things you need to do so you can be obedient to God's Word in Proverbs chapter 13, where it says here, a good man, in verse 22, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Now then, you can do that, but you have to be trained. For a lack of knowledge, God's people are destroyed. Now then, verse 23 says, much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. Now that's a little bit difficult to understand in the King James, but I might read it to you or quote it to you like this. In other words, a poor man's farm may have good soil, but injustice robs him of its riches. Now then, you can have a man, in fact, I used to see people that would live side by side, had the same education, were the same age, went to the same school, and maybe had both of them had a 200-acre farm, and one of them lived well off of that 200 acres, and the other one didn't. One of them would buy, had a nice-looking house, kept it maintained. The other one wouldn't, and one would drive a fairly nice pickup and a fairly nice car and have good tractors, and the other one seemed like everything he had was junk. I asked a man a long time ago that I worked for when I was a really young man, what is the problem here? And, well, he gave me an answer he thought was true. He said, Thurman, it's management. One of them learned how to manage and one of them didn't. Well, now I know that's not true. Now I know it's blessings and curses. Now I realize that if you're serving God and obedient to Him and doing everything He says, God sends the blessings upon you, If you're disobedient, God sends a curse upon you, and you can never be blessed if God has sent a curse upon you. Now, one of the areas that so many people in the church today are cursed, and they're not only just cursed, they're cursed with a curse. Because in Malachi chapter 3, the Word of God clearly says that if you will not tithe, you will not give God the first 10% of all of your increase, then He will curse you with a curse. And He's no respecter of persons. It makes no difference who you are. You will never be financially blessed if you're not a tither. And even though some people say, yeah, but old John so-and-so, he doesn't go to church and he's got a lot of money. But yes, the answer is also in the verse before that, Malachi chapter 2, where the Lord says, I will even curse you in your blessings. In other words, those people will have sickness and disease. There'll be all kinds of problems. Their kids will get off on drugs. And then when they die, they'll not have anything or they'll lose it all. In fact, I know a man right now that did not serve the Lord. And this man was worth $20 million. And I think he was married 3 or 4 or 5 times and had, I don't know how many children, 5 or 6, 7 or 8 with all them wives. And I'm going to tell you, that estate, he did not leave a will, but one of those boys made a will and had daddy sign it just before he died. And I'm going to tell you that $20 million will never come out of probate. That $20 million that man was worth between all them kids, there'll be so much fighting and squabbling over that, and the lawyers will wind up with all of that, and those children will never wind up with anything, because that man, although he was worth $20 million, he did not serve God, and he was not blessed. He died prematurely, and his children will never be blessed. There'll be nothing but curses, because they do not serve the living God. I'm telling you, the answers to everything you have in life is right here in this book. Now then, in the next verse, in verse 24, it says, He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him. And so the thing about it is, in that verse 24, that if you refuse to discipline your son, it proves you don't love him. Or if you love him, you will be prompt to punish him. In other words, if a parent does not take the initiative to prove to their children at a very early age they mean business, that you're in charge in the family and not the child. Now, I don't know how many people I see today that the children run the home. I mean, mother or daddy even tells them to do something, and the child is running the home. And they want to know why they have all the problems they have? I can tell you, mothers and daddies need to take the initiative to do things. I don't know how many little children and I have seen that'll do things to their parents, and the parents will not say anything about it. You can just see the devil in those little kids as those demons of hell are tormenting those parents. And all they got to do is do what Proverbs 13 says, is take the rod of correction and drive that evil far from them. I guarantee it'll drive it out of them. But if you don't drive it out of them when they're little, you're going to have a real problem. And God clearly told you right here, He clearly said, if you refuse to discipline your son, it proves you don't love him. For if you love him, you will be prompt to discipline him. I'm telling you, people need to take the Word of God literally. And then verse 25 says, the righteous eats to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. Just think about that. Hey, in other words, think about it like this. A good man eats to live, while the evil man lives to eat. Now, I've seen a lot of people like that in my life, and it's unfortunate today. Too many people, they live to eat. It seems like that's all we think about in America today is eating. Now then, when you look at the average person in America today, you see the average person is significantly overweight. We should not let that gluttony demon get a hold of us and cause us to overeat. We should take control of our physical bodies. We should maintain our body weight, and we should be the good man that eats to live. In other words, you eat what you need to sustain whatever body weight you need to be. In other words, if you're 6 foot tall, you should weigh, depending, 180, 190, maybe 200 pounds. But you should not weigh 400 pounds if you're 6 foot tall. And the same way, if you're a woman and you're 5 foot four or 5 foot six, 120, 130, even 140 pounds is not too bad. But you shouldn't weigh 200 or 300 pounds. In the healing business, I have many people come to me that's 100, 150, 200 pounds overweight, and they got problems with their knees and their back and everything else, and they want me to ask God to do a miracle on them to take away their pain. Well, God didn't get you in that situation. You got yourself in that situation. You need to pay attention to what you eat. You need to exercise right and eat right, and then you won't have that problem. So it's something that each one of us has to watch every day of our life. Now then, let's go to chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14, it says, "Every wise woman buildeth her home, but the foolish woman plucks it down or tears it down with her hands." When you really think about that, a wise woman builds her house, while a foolish woman tears hers down by her own efforts. I mean, I see so many ladies today. Well, no, I'm not going to call them ladies. I'm going to call them women. Because a woman that will go against her husband, a woman that will talk about her husband, a woman that will not bring glory and honor to her husband, a woman that will go out and talk about her husband, that'll cut him down, that'll not pray for him, that'll not love him, and not do the things she's supposed to do as a woman, she is doing things as witchcraft in her home. And she's tearing that home down. Now that woman needs to get a hold of God's mighty word, and she needs to take it to heart that what the Lord said in his word she needs to do. She needs to start loving her husband. She needs to take care of herself. She needs to clean her home, herself and her children, and she needs to be a good woman. There's nothing worse than a man gets up in the morning, gets ready and goes to work, and been around all kinds of beautiful women all day long, and then comes home in the afternoon and his wife meets him at the door with the same rollers in her hair she had the day before with a house coat on. Now, if you want to lose your man, just keep that up. You need to keep yourself attractive for your husband, because that's just the way we are. So, if you want to really have a great husband and a man that'll love you, keep yourself looking nice. Take some pride in yourself and keep yourself clean and keep yourself looking nice for your husband. Praise the Lord. I'd like to invite you to call me at 940-242-2106. We have tapes, many audio and video tapes. We'll be happy to send them to you. Our tapes, we send out free and postpaid. And if you view them and you like them and you want to send us a donation, that's fine. But everything we do, we send out free and postpaid. Give us a call, 940-242-2106. Or you can find us on the web at www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.